defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are broadcasting worldwide. We are the human resistance against the technotronic transhumanist cult. We will smash the death cult. We are Team Humanity. Feel the energy. Humanity struggling to survive and thrive. All right, my friends. I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us on this live Wednesday, September 11th, 2024, transmission at 12:07 Central. Watch the rebroadcast later. You can't call in. But right now, we'd love to hear from you on last night's debate and September 11th and how it changed our world 23 years later. That's a big place to go. The entire campaign with World War III on the table and forced injections and new deadly mRNA shots if they get in, and open borders and expanded human trafficking and the criminals getting away with it all. And then 9/11 and the deep state and everything that came out of that. 877-789-2539. First time callers, 877-789-2539. Yeah, I'm seething right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we have the X Spaces going with a lot of folks in there, which is just a digital way in HD to talk to folks as well. And we last night launched it, and it had like a 400,000 people on that. Again, that's not, we didn't count that on the 14 million watching the video feeds on X. Really excited about that. And the great part is there were 50, 60, I saw other big broadcasters with 3, 4, 5, 10 million viewers too, all packed, I mean, just views, just on X of people covering the debate and devastating the enemy in live time. This is really great. So I'm proud of the crew. I'm proud of the listeners and viewers. You're the ones that got fired up and shared the links, and we just had another devastating effect there. This is a team effort, baby, and you're on the team. You're not on the bench. You're on the field. You're scoring touchdowns. Yeah! We ain't rolling over and dying to the New World Order so easy. We're a little hard to kill. In fact, we're going to win. You think all this crap you pulled on us is going to do something to our good old boy guts? Take a little bit more than what you did to get us down, to quote Cape Fear. Like, I want to thank the New World Order for just waking me up. Giving me so much pleasure. So I'm going to have a lot of pleasure watching you hang. Getting you off the backs of our children, you rats, you devil-worshipping trash. Talking to the enemy right now. 877-789-2539. That's good. We can jerk the number down now. And let's pull up the spaces, see some of the folks that are there. Because I could pontificate all day about the lies and the different angles, but the big takeaway is she's lying. Everybody sees it. Trump's telling the truth. He won the debate, hands down, could have done better. She did do a good performance for her, which when she can normally barely talk, the fact that she had some liners she could put out, like, look, it can talk. It can walk. Wow, that's amazing. So, we'll start taking your calls here in just a moment, but can we punch up the X Spaces on here so I can decide who I want to go to? Because I'm not going to wait 20 minutes to go to calls here. I was telling folks, I'm like, let's get the spaces going. Let's get it up on the board. I'm going to start talking to these folks. I'm going to come out of this break. I'm going to do it. Let's take calls right now while we figure that out. Let's go ahead and talk to folks in Arkansas. Jess in Arkansas, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing today, my friend?
I mean, I can't help it. I feel like I'm 25 again. I feel like I can kick some ass.
You're on fire, man. You are on fire. You are on fire. You know what, man? I left Southern California 11 years ago after they stole all my money in 2008 out of my equity in my home. And you know what? The Democrats need their asses handed to them in quick fashion. And as a matter of fact, I want to say this. You're the modern-day Wally George, my friend. You're the modern-day Wally George. He'd be proud of you if he was alive today, Southern California Republican, true firebrand. I don't got a lot to say, but all I'm going to say is I didn't see no Democrat take a bullet. They're all hiding like a bunch of women behind dresses, and we should just put them all in dresses, man. That's it. I'm sick of these Democrats. They're a bunch of lying devil worshipers, and they baked. You know what? Kamala was laughing in all of our faces, man. She was laughing in our faces. They said, Trump said, you're eating our cat. You know what? That's all I have to say. Let God do the rest, brother. I appreciate you having me on the national, international airways. And may God do his justice. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I actually not even looking. And by that, I'm not looking for proof. It's just all over the place. More arrests, more reports, more cats, more geese, more chickens, more ducks, more dogs being found dead, eaten, hanging in trees. Haitians running down the road with geese under their arms. There's more of that. The police are pulling up. What do you got with that goose? Why'd you chop its head off? And again, anybody that looks at Haiti or been there or covered it, I mean, it's cuckoo town. You read about stuff in the Bible where cities went crazy or countries went crazy and they were all raping their kids and devil worshiping and starving to death and running around murdering each other. You're like, where's that happening? It happens in history, and it's happening in Haiti. When your mascot's the devil for your country, you ain't doing too good. Jonathan in Kentucky, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yes, Alex. I was just thinking Trump has obviously stated why Kamala's bad, but he needs to state why his policies are so good. So Ross Perot in the early 90s spent his own money, which who knows how much, to do deep dives into particular policies. And with X as an option, what Trump I think should do is get on with Elon Musk or get into like a town hall type thing where there's two or three specialists and nail down on particular policies. And I think specifically it needs to be energy policy because that's what directly affects the American people and what they're concerned about.
No, I totally agree. And I already said this earlier. Trump should be doing town halls in the next 54 days every week with Elon. They're only going to get bigger. They should add a video element. They can do it on the road, wherever. Have it on Spaces, but also a video element. It'll get a billion views. And why does he run around to go on corporate media and get 5 million, 3 million views only because he's on there? Why is he not using the big Megatron weapon?
Well, and it's free. And I think specifically he needs to deep dive into things like Ross Perot did so that he can show that he's educated on these subject matters and to explain in a detailed way how it's going to help the American people, because a lot of times it just seems very nuanced and very blanket.
Yeah, and Trump's really good at that, but he can also have experts on with charts and do like fireside chats. Elon is going to be his unpaid head of the Office of Government Efficiency, and he and Elon should just get it together, put the graphs together, and they should start doing two-hour-long fireside chats there with, you know, a TV where they're PowerPoint showing everybody. Damn right. Totally agree. And again, we need to see more of this right now. And I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking. I live this. I'm in this. So are you. We are not attacking Trump, but we're saying, like when you're winning a football game by 5 points or 7 points and the coach, you know, slaps you on the ass and says, get your ass in there and dominate. We've got to go all the way here.
Run up the score.
Run up the frickin' score, man. God bless you, Jonathan. We're going to move quick here. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? This is Mike Cargill. I'm running for Congress in the 35th District here in California. One of the things I was very disappointed with is they did not bring up the 320,000 missing children And the thing is, most of those children are from Guatemala, and nobody's looking at Representative Norma Torres. She is the only sitting member of Congress from Guatemala. She's the key, and she's the pal of Kamala Harris.
That's right. Guatemala is one of their big child trafficking things going way back. And my uncle was down there in the 1980s in Iran-Contra, and that's when he got out of the operations he was in with a lot of the guys that were under him, was because they found out the government wasn't just shipping guns in and other stuff out to fund it. They were shipping kids out from orphanages in Guatemala. And I'm on record when he died 10 years ago saying that, long before this was a news item. So think about that. That's how long, of course, Reagan didn't know, he said, because he was communicating directly with the honchos that did. It was George Herbert Walker Bush.
Sure. No, everything needs to point right back at this very issue. And you've said it for weeks. And I wish that President Trump had brought this out, because this is the one issue that's going to drive people insane. Why is Kamala Harris hiding the children? And I've talked to the whistleblowers all involved, and it's...
Oh, we've had them all. They got high-level former Border Patrol, DHS, federal marshals, FBI. They've all testified to Congress. And again, they're ghost children. They ran the facilitation. Not like they don't care. And again, let's say we don't care about these poor kids. I totally care. I have total empathy. Does anybody feel safe with the government already doing this? Do you think they're not going to expand that? This is crazy.
Right. And Kamala Harris could do this with, just like President Trump said, just tell the DOJ, release the information on the children to the different AGs, and then we'll find them all. But she won't. She's hiding the children, and no one is asking her, Kamala, why are you hiding the children?
Exactly. It's not, oh, you let them in, or you did a bad job. No, it's not that she's an idiot. She is the front person with that demon Mayorkas running it all. You're over the target, brother. Thanks for the call. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I had you guys on, and then I had Newsmax on as well. You guys were a little bit behind in the stream, so I was able to catch up on some points as well. And so basically, yeah, Kamala, she couldn't say what she's done in her past term or what she's going to do. And I noticed, too, at the end, her closing remarks weren't even shown. I don't know if that was throughout every stream, but we only saw, like, part of Trump's. They, like, used commercials to cut in and completely cut her out. So I don't know if you guys saw her closing remarks or not.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We heard them.
I don't know why that. Okay. Okay, but basically, you know, Trump, he took a literal bullet, but last night he took literal machine gun fire from three people and still came out on top.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, they would do repeated comebacks. They would say he was wrong when he was telling the truth, as if they're the authority. And it was. I mean, Dr. Phil did a great job breaking it down. This was totally one-sided. It was three against one, and it's disgusting. But they make him act like, oh, he's scared, so he has to walk into a rigged situation. But he still won, because he won if you go off facts. If you like to hear little one-liners and like to be lied to, well, then there you go.
And another thing, too, I want to bring up is some of those questions, like, about her race. What race do you think she is? And like he said, nobody cares. Nobody cares about stupidity like that. We care about, you know, turning this country around. I don't care if she's related to Barney the frickin' dinosaur. We don't care about that crap. So that was just plain stupidity.
Well, it's meant to be saying he's like racist. I mean, the woman is Indian. Her father was maybe... I did the numbers. I looked it up. He's the same amount of African that I am Native American. So if my dad's like 13% and his dad was 30-something percent, then that would make me 6.5%. And that's what she, and so she's 3.5% black. I mean, I've done the numbers. The genealogy of her is well known and out there. Massive slave owners in her history. And not like hundreds of years ago, like Obama and every other president except Trump. And look it up. Trump's the only president that does not have any connection to slaves, because his family came over so soon from Germany and Scotland. And so pretty recent immigrants, you know, on his family side, dad, mom. But the point is that her family had slaves in Jamaica after it was illegal here. So I've done the math. She's about 3.5% African. And that's what her dad was, you know, half of 13%. So that's what it is. So she's not black, folks. She never said she was black until recently. She was the first Indian female senator, is what she advertised. So the point is, she's a chameleon. She's a liar. Thank you for the call. Robert in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
First thing I'll say is BrainForce Plus. I use that. I'm in sales. I love it. Really helps. But I'm going to say I think Trump lost the debate last night. I just think that it's not going to be between me, a conservative, or the liberal. It's these people in the middle we have to sway. And I don't think he did a good job. I just have family members that I know. I'm like, he did not sway them. So I think their strategy was to go on the offense last night, and Trump was on the defense basically the whole time. So he didn't get a chance to say anything that really would have swayed anyone in any way. Some of the comebacks, even talking about race right now, like I think that was an opportunity for him to actually drill down. Why is that not a good thing that you're saying one thing and doing another? This is who you are.
Yeah, like, Trump kind of deflected and said, I just want to know who she is. But it's like, hey, I would have said, hey, you use all these different voices everywhere. Are you the Valley girl? Are you the East Coaster? Are you the Southern person? Are you using a fake Michigan black voice that sounds nothing like a black person from Michigan? I mean, it's ridiculous. She's like Elmer. She's like Mel Blanc, except she's not a voice actor. I mean, it's these, I mean, she'll change it mid-sentence. Remember last night she started slipping into a fake black accent for a few seconds.
Yeah, call it out. Same thing with J6. Where were you, Kamala, on J6? Where were you?
And by the way, they all try to act like it, like the press secretary. It's weird to ask. If I got up and say I went and gave a speech in Michigan a few months ago at TPUSA Action, and imagine if I showed up and started speaking in like a Japanese accent or a Chinese accent, they'd say, this guy's freaking nuts. I was like, hello for you. How you doing today? I look so good to be here with you. You will get your nail done. People would be, what's going on here? Or let's say I got up there and would say, I try to do a Yankee accent, so like the Sopranos. I don't even know how to do it. Like, how you doing there, buddy? It's good to be here with you. And they'll be like, well, we're not even, you know, from New York. Imagine if I went to New York to give a speech. I've given plenty. And I'm like, hello, everybody. My name is Luigi. And so it's incredible. What else is on your mind?
Last thing I'll say to you, two small things. One, they gave her the right amount of Adderall. She was not like, she wasn't saying her weird stuff. I think she actually looked like Obama. She's been trained by him. But my last big thing that I'll say is, where was the talk of RFK? Tulsi Gabbard. It's such a big deal having RFK come over. You're trying to get these middle of the road people. What about health for our kids? What about the shots? What about all this stuff? There's just huge substance. Again, I think he was on the
road. Well, they controlled it. I mean, they controlled it with the questions.
Sure they did. But I mean, yeah, I think what he's got to do big picture, we all know the truth on, you know, that are awake, those that aren't, those people that are still in the middle, like we've got to find a way to really wake them up. And Trump's got to, he's got to stop sounding like a politician and start sounding more like Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, and even RFK.
Absolutely. He should have brought RFK and Tulsi with him. He brought Vivek, but yeah, that's a super team. I'd bring them along with me everywhere. Robert, thank you. Let's go to Joe in New York. Thanks for calling, Joe.
How you doing, Alex?
Well, since you're calling from New York, I'm going to do a fake New York accent.
I'll try to help you out, brother.
We love you, man. Go ahead.
Talking about 9/11, you know, this is a real touchy subject for a lot of us. And it really breaks my heart because I can still remember the pain of what that caused us. And to the gaslighting after that, of him standing on the pile, and the 20 years of war is utterly disgusting when it was all a lie. And it took me so long to honestly truly believe that, because I never wanted to believe that this country could actually do something like that. But through a lot of research, I have found out a lot of things. And the one thing that puzzles me the most is the whole circle of this whole thing called weather on the ground and the linkage to what it has to our government today. How they changed their tactics because of the violence and moved into our political atmosphere and have totally captured our government. And it, as an American, it's very hard to believe, but my eyes are so open. And the only thing we can do is to try to fight this, because this is more important than anything in this world. Because if we fall, the whole world falls. And people have no idea.
No, I totally agree. And the globalists wrote, Dick Cheney wrote in the PNAC document, April 2nd, 2000, was the April publication of the Project for the American Century in the year 2000. And they said, we need a Pearl Harbor event, which killed 3,000, so 9/11, to have Pax Americana be able to invade the world and take American liberties. And that's where it starts, is them talking about wanting to do an event like this, that Operation Northwoods was going to crash airplanes and blame it on foreign enemies. And then you get the stand down, the Joint Chiefs, and the missile hitting the Pentagon, and Building 7 being blown up, and them saying they blew it up, and then saying they didn't say they blew it up. And then we have the newscast where they blow it up. And then I interviewed the head of emergency management, deputy head, saying they blew it up before they killed him. I mean, it's just, the evidence is insane. What for you is the biggest evidence of it being an inside job?
It's got to be the way those buildings dropped. It has to be. Because, that makes no sense. It makes no sense for them buildings to fall the exact way they did. And if you slow it down, you could see the explosions on the side of it. And honestly, truly, you are the reason why that has happened. And in my opinion, there's no person in this country who's more deserving than the Presidential Medal of Freedom than yourself, because you are a pioneer of information, and I salute you, my friend.
Well, brother, I'm just doing my duty, and I salute all of you to keep us on air, really. All of you just want freedom and a future, so do I, so please, it's not about me. God bless you, sir. All I ask, I'm going to come back and play some clips of Trump on 9/11 and go back to your calls and Space's speakers first, but I'll play the clip of Trump's first, and then go to speakers on X and back to calls. I'm simply asking you to share links to the show and to pray for us. And if you want great products, spend some money with us. And boy, did everybody share the links yesterday. 14 million plus video views on just the live streams, not counting all the other videos we posted, clips. That's millions and millions. 400,000 on the spaces. And that's just on X. We're talking conservatively on X, 15 million people on the streams and the spaces. So it's up. I'm looking at the numbers here. I mean, that's amazing. That's you, okay? And then the crew and all of us, what we've invested in time and energy. But we're kicking some ass. In a war, we're blowing up enemy forces left and right. If we were a fighter plane in World War II, we'd just be covered in stickers of the enemies we shot down. That's because of you. It's not me. This is all one big connected system of resistance. You're just as important as I am. You're the eyes, the heart, the brain, the guts, the will, the soul. And so please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get the incredible products at DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Get the InfoWars MD CBD that's so amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the great products at DrJonesNaturals.com, the Nano Silver, all the products, the Next Level Financial Energy, DrJonesNaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Great water filtration, by the way, the highest quality, the lowest prices. Gravity fed stainless steel, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with the Trump comments on the day of 9/11 and your calls and spaces. Stay with us. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.